It's James, and I'm here with Roxy.
Hi, everyone.
And it's time for the Creepy Kingdom News Flash.
Woo!
We've launched another podcast on this podcast network of ours.
What? Now we're more than a podcast network.
Oh, that's for sure. We have a lot of things going on.
Yeah, we have all kinds of things. In fact, I think that's a good tagline, Creepy Kingdom, now more than a podcast network.
Well, now more than ever. I like that one. Creepy Kingdom, now more than ever. pH balance for a woman. I can use that one too, right?
that'll go over well.
Yes. Anyways, we were just chatting and we were discussing. There's a lot going on. We need to let Creepy Kingdom listeners and readers and viewers, the citizens, if you will, know all about. Before we launched the network, we did in one of these episodes, it was the last regular episode of the original Creepy Kingdom podcast. We're like, yeah, that was good. I thought that was fun, and we got to get a lot of information out there, and we have some new information, some updates. So we're like, hey, let's just throw this into the mix. Creepy Kingdom News Flash.
Yeah, so going forward, we'll be doing these little News Flash episodes. They, you know, obviously won't be as long as our normal episodes, and what they will
be long
is...
as hell, you know it. Come on.
We will try for them not to be as long as normal episodes, but what they are going to be is us being able to tell you about stuff that's coming up, projects we're working on, places we're going to be, events we're going to be doing, all that good stuff.
Yes. We're right thick in the middle of haunt season.
Halloween and we are exhausted.
We are. It's not over yet, but things have been nuts. We have been going hard this year. This is the hardest Halloween season we've had, bringing you all the creepy goodness, and it's we're exhausted, that's for sure. But
we are.
It's been a lot of fun though.
It has been amazing, and if you guys follow me or James or Creepy Kingdom or all of the above on our social networks, then you have seen what a madhouse it has been for the past month. And it's right now the middle of October, and last week a couple of my friends were talking about all the haunts that they're going to do and all the Halloween stuff they're going to do, mm-hmm. and how they're really excited that it's like now it's time to do it, and I'm over here just absolutely exhausted, and I'm like, wait, what do you mean now?
Like we did it like a month ago.
We did all that. It's been crazy.
But hopefully you've been enjoying the coverage of all that stuff. So let's just hop right into it. Each little section here, let's bring you some updates on the podcast network. So we have launched officially, obviously, and we have launched with four new shows, or we announced four shows, and those shows are... our new haunt show, Stay Haunted, the Movie Crypt, our film show, and the Dark Theme Park show. And the last time we chatted, it was an untitled show, but now we have a title for our new show, which has yet to premiere. So let's explain what the show is, what it's called, and when it's coming.
And I'm gonna so our new show. Sorry, what?
I was going to hand it over to you, but you jumped in front and handed it over to you.
Our new show is called Mirror Mirror, which is fitting, seeing as how it is my show and I am the evil queen of the Creepy Kingdom. But it is going to be all about, not all about, but mostly about fashion and style and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be covering the unofficial theme days at Disneyland, talking about Disney style and the alternative of it, all the different events we go to. We'll be, you know, where Stay Haunted focuses on the haunt, Mirror Mirror may focus more on the costumes. So it'll be for people that are more like into that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the creepy alternative style show.
Yep, yep.
Cool. One thing that's been happening since the podcast network started is that the episodes have been released sporadically of the different shows. And most of them have been Stay Haunted episodes, as we've been covering haunts, because it's it's haunt season.
Because that is our life.
Yeah. And so they've just been kind of coming out randomly. But starting in November, and really starting particularly sooner than that with Mare Mare, we are going to have a release schedule. Now, all the podcasts are going to stay on the same feed. And we don't have a release schedule set yet for everything, especially since there's still a handful of Stay Haunted episodes to come out that we want to get out before the end of October, so people have a chance to experience, you know, some of the things we're talking about. Because if we just did it once a month, we'd be talking about haunts and, you know,
it could all take year. Us next Halloween.
Yeah,
if we just did it once a month.
So that's going to be a little sporadic for sure. But for Mirror Mirror, we have a date set for its premiere, and that date is. I know what it is.
October 23rd.
October 23rd, was it the 3rd or the 4th?
It's the 4th Tuesday.
Right. So the 4th Tuesday of every month, that's when you're going to get a new Mirror Mirror podcast.
That's right. And the rest of the Tuesdays of the month, there's going to be all kinds of Mirror Mirror stuff going on. So that'll be
Tuesday
really cool.
Is Mirror Mirror Day at Creepy Kingdom, is what you're saying.
That's right. I have taken over Tuesdays.
Boy. sounds very, very evil of you to take over Tuesdays.
Right.
I guess you can have Tuesday. That's fine.
Thanks.
So you also got the blog. You have started the blog. You can find the blog. I mean, we'll post the links on our social media, just like all the other things we do. But the blog is also up at creepykingdom.com under Mare Mare.
Yep. And up until now, it's just there's a few posts. I've done reviews and stuff, and nothing is nothing has really been streamlined again, because we have just been so busy, crazy in these past couple months or past month, or I don't even know how long it's been. It could have been 6 months and I wouldn't even know.
Right,
it.
I don't know.
I keep expecting people to jump out at me when I walk to the bathroom. Okay. Haunt is in full swing, people. But yeah, so our blog posts are going to be usually very photo heavy, and a lot of the things that we'll talk about on the podcast, you'll also be able to go and check out a blog post so you can see all of the pictures and stuff like that. Lots of fashion stuff, lots of style stuff. The events that we go to will, these posts will focus more on, you know, set design, wardrobe, costumes, that kind of stuff.
Sounds like fun. So you can talk about it and then look at it. Because obviously, with a show about fashion and style, you want to see it too. So
yeah, it's hard to do it as just a podcast. And then we're also going to be putting out a video show once a month, and that will range from reviews of different products and stuff that we come across that you guys might like, to tutorials, to clip shows about the events that we went to, so you could see video as well. Especially if there was like an actual show aspect to it. And so, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So Tuesdays, Mirror Mirror.
All right. Starting October 23rd.
Yes.
Well, we've been talking about this for a while. I'm excited to see it come to be.
Me too.
I bet.
So what else we got going on?
All right. I mean, that's all I really say with the podcast. I mean, I do have some other, you know, things planned, especially for Movie Crypt and the Dark Theme Park show. Movie Crypt, I definitely want to do a series of podcast episodes analyzing certain creepy classic films. A lot of fun ideas set there. I don't want to put too much out before it actually start planning it, because we might start planning and be like, oh, that sucks.
But, yeah, that's a good point.
Dark Theme Park Show, we're actually working on getting some guests that worked in the theme park industry. So I'm very excited for that as well. Stay Haunted, we have a lot more coverage of haunts coming up. And even after haunt season, Stay Haunted will continue, because I plan to bring on people that work in the haunt industry to, you know, keep the conversation going. They're a little busy right now.
But once things calm down a little bit, I think that's going to be a lot of fun, though. I think I love talking. I love going to haunts, and I love talking about haunts on the show after we've gone to them. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to bring, like, industry people in and hear different points of view, especially at different points, parts of the year of, you know, about what's going on and whatnot.
Right. It's a time to reflect and look forward to what's coming next. So, if we actually had these things in the can, then I would say I would announce them, but we don't. So. So these are all things in the works. And speaking of something else is in the works, last time we talked about this, we said things were coming, and again, blame it on haunt season. But we talked about our Patreon, which we have our Patreon. It's there. The people that contribute to are amazing, and we love them very much. But we don't have too much activity going on in there, and there really isn't anything exclusive in there right now.
Yet.
But we have something in the works, and I want to make something clear again to everybody, is that we're never going to put the content on the network behind a paywall. So everything that we just talked about will always be available to listen to for free on the way you listen to podcasts. That's not going to change. But we're very excited. We have come up with an idea for something that's a Patreon exclusive, that's very different from everything else that we're doing, that we think will be worth paying for. I guess that's the way to put it. I mean, that's a bold statement. It's worth paying for.
It might be to some people. No, it's going to be if... It's really hard not to give anything away because we're super excited about it. But we think that a lot of you out there are really, really going to like the direction that it's going to go in. So hopefully we'll be able to announce it really soon.
Yeah. I think the recurring theme of this episode is a lot of these things are going to get really smoothed out come November.
Yeah. In fact, we should title this show, like, it's haunt season, please forgive us. Or
there's the update, it's haunt season.
Yeah. Newsflash, it's haunt season.
In case you didn't realize. One thing that's not on our list here that I'd love to tease as well is that we have some things in the works that some people may be interested in purchasing in the not too distant future. So we have some products, some merchandise
we do
that we're working on through haunt season. Yeah, even though it's haunt season, we're still working on, but because it's haunt season, the people that we're working with on this are pretty busy, so the progress wheel is not going as fast as I personally would like it to, but it's materializing. I you know, every week we get closer and closer, so.
Yep.
Very excited to make that announcement when the time comes.
I was going to say, can we say anything? We can't say anything, can we?
No, not on that. I did say that there's merchandise coming. I think that's...
Yes.
I think we can confidently say that.
The best we're going to get. All right.
Yeah, for now. But anyways, moving on. I think that sums up the what's going on with the podcast network. So another department of the Creepy Kingdom corporate conglomerate is our films. And we just have a little bit of an update on a few things. I don't know if we'd even talked about it last time we did our episode where we it wasn't newsflash, but whatever it was. Probably not. But since we've talked again about all this stuff, we have announced the short film that we're doing, Georgie, which is a reimagining, including characters that were from the film It. And we had a crowdfunding campaign for it, so we've raised some money. And
always good.
Yes, to get that going. And one of the coolest things about this short film is that it is going to star a young man who played Georgie in the original It miniseries from the 90s. This is his first film in a long time. It's his return to film. We're very excited to have him be a part of it.
So is this his first thing he's done since It?
It's not or... since It. He after okay. It, after It, he did a handful of things.
Got it.
You know, as a child actor, but this is the first thing as an adult. This is return to acting.
That's awesome.
So yeah, we're shooting. Production begins in November, and I think that's all we can really say about it right now. One of the things that I was asked to bring up was one of the rewards we had for the crowdfunding was enamel pins with our amazing artwork of Georgie. Well, it's really it's a skeleton in a yellow raincoat with one arm. Anyways, so we are still going to be selling the enamel pins.
Cool.
Yeah, so those should be information about it should be out that soon. I don't know exactly when, but that's something that we have and we'll continue selling. I know a lot of people like enamel pins, and
yeah, Flair's really, really big right now.
Yep, and people love stuff to do with It right now too. So, so there's that. The other thing is just another nugget of information. Don't have hard dates on it, but a lot of people have been asking how to obtain Foolish Mortals DVDs. Of course, if you're unfamiliar, Foolish Mortals is the documentary that we put out last year about Haunted Mansion fans. And currently, it's not for sale. We took it offline for a while as we were working out some behind-the-scenes deals. But we have decided to appease the demand and to release.
That sounds funny, you guys, but we literally get numerous messages a day with people asking how they can get their hands on Foolish Mortals. And after all these messages, we were like, we really need to put it back out there.
Right. I mean, we were trying to do something else that didn't happen. So we took it off out of availability. But I don't have the hard date right now, but it will be available online again before the end of the year. And you will definitely know about it if you follow us on social media. So it will not be a secret, I assure you. But the people that signed up for the Foolish Morals mailing list, which you can find at foolishmorals.com, those will be the first to know about it and the first to get it. So those will be so that's
yep. So if you missed the chance the last time that it was out and it was being distributed, have no fear, because it is coming back.
It is, but before whenever that date is, it's no tease for something that's coming up. There is an opportunity to buy it if you will be at an event in Los Angeles, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. but yeah, that's the update on that. So yeah, let's move on to our events. We have a lot of events planned. A lot that we discussed last episode. And a lot to discuss. I don't know where to begin. I know where to begin. We're going to begin with the big event that was planned for January of 2019. That, of course, is our Creepy Tour. And if you're unfamiliar with the Creepy Tour, that is essentially a week in Orlando where we visit the theme parks and do... Well, we've only done it once before. the first time we did it was in 2017, included lots of other events, including going to Halloween Horror Nights. Spooky Day in the Parks was going on during that time. It was a life-changing, amazing, awesome time. So we tried to switch it up, and we wanted to originally do it in January of 2019. So we skipped doing it this fall and pushed it to that time because for the past 5 years, Universal Orlando had something called the Celebration of Harry Potter, which was like a 3-day Harry Potter convention where they have celebrities from the films, and it was an official sanctioned event. And we kept waiting for them to announce the dates so we could plan the tour around it.
Yeah, and we waited. And we waited. Guess what?
And then they said, hey, we're not doing it this year.
So that was that.
So we're like, okay. So, because we were going to make like the whole theme of the trip be like a Harry Potter thing. And then we thought about, I guess we could still do it. And you know, a lot of Harry Potter fans are still making the trek out there since that's something they had planned to do since they always had it for 5 years. But we basically have decided that we're not going to do it that time. We're going to push 2019's event back to the fall. We don't have dates yet. I would say that we'll be setting the dates in January of 2019 the month we're aiming for is September. And the reason that that's all we could say now is that we're working on putting together some awesome things, you know, and I'd love to be able to say that it's all worked out and I can announce it, but,
but no,
not yet. But, I think we're pretty much giving you about a year heads up.
Yeah. And it is going to be really cool. We are excited that it is going to take place next fall. The idea of having it in January and doing the whole Harry Potter thing and whatnot was super cool, and it would have been a lot of fun. But, of course, fall, September, Halloween, you know, is a little more kind of our thing.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it was going to be lacking all of those extra special events if we did it in January. And I was willing to sacrifice that for the Celebration of Harry Potter, but of that not being there, it's just kind of like, eh.
Nah.
And also, when I originally thought of this Creepy Tour thing, I also wanted to extend it to other locations as well. So, and I wanted a reason to go to Orlando every fall to do the Halloween stuff. So, and I have a reason this year, which I'll be just, telling you about a little bit later. But yeah, we'll keep it going. But I'd love to extend this to other places in the country. You know, New Orleans is obviously something we talked about. Salem, Mass.
Mm-hmm. Any place that's got a good high, like high, I don't even know what the word is, concentration of awesome spooky stuff. Like,
yep. Yep. And then we're going to hit up Omaha, Nebraska.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's the creepiest place. Our Nebraska listeners are like, what? Don't mock us.
We're sorry, Nebraska. We didn't mean to make fun of you.
So anyways, that's the official statement on that. I know there's some people that were going that are just going, that plan to go to the Celebration of Harry Potter and that are already going. And you know, I wish that we were going with you, but
yep.
We're not.
But we're not. That's okay. That's all right. It's fine. No big deal. We don't care. Whatever. All right. What else do we have coming up?
All right. Well, another thing we don't have coming up, because it would have happened by now, is the last time we did this, we talked about Creepy Weekend LA, where we talked about getting together doing haunts with listeners and followers and viewers. I need a better name, because not everybody's a listener, not everyone's a viewer, not everyone's a reader. But
I like citizens.
Citizens.
It's a kingdom. I like citizens of the creepy kingdom.
It just doesn't flow off the tongue, though. Citizens.
All right, fine.
I know. I like it, but, you know. I mean, if I just slur my speech, then it'll become easier to say. Like, citizens. Citizens.
But yes, we did not do our Creepy Weekend LA, because it would have been planned, announced, and done already.
Yeah, it was, we just couldn't plan it. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. we attempted to.
Our calendar filled up so quickly, we couldn't even find a weekend to do it in.
And then we're just like, and the idea was to take a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and go to a different haunt each day. And didn't happen.
No.
But I'll say this. We might be going to a haunt again. I'm not confirming it. And, you know, maybe if we do, I mean, we, meaning Roxy and I and a few of our friends. Yeah. If we do, we could put that out there and say, hey, let's have a meetup at, you know, this place in this time, and take it. I think that's the closest we're gonna have anything like that this year. Not sure we're gonna do with it next year. It's something I would like to get into. I'm not sure how to tackle it. It's just, you know, we just don't have it's hard to have the time, to be honest.
Yep. This is a busy season for us. We do have a couple of smaller events, though, that we're going to be at soon.
Yes.
That people could totally come to.
We certainly do. And I'm really excited to announce that you and I are going to be at the next Peep Show Menagerie show. And they are a burlesque troupe here in Los Angeles. And all of their shows are very nerdy themed. If you've seen Foolish Mortals, there's some of them in some of the performances in there, because they had a Haunted Mansion, all Haunted Mansion themed show. But every spring they do, for the past 11 years, they do a Disneyland specific show. But this show is called Kiss Me Monster Girl, a night of burlesque, monsters, Martians, mad scientists, and more. So this is a little bit of a B-movie theme. Very excited about it. So we're going to be there, and we're going to have a table there as honored guests. I guess. I don't know. I think we're honored. And that little tease I told you about before, we will actually have Foolish Mortals DVDs there. So
yes.
That's like one of the only places in the world at that date.
you can get it.
Yeah. So, what are you going to say? I don't want to cut off.
I was going to say, it's going to be a really cool show, and the troupe is awesome. So if you like burlesque or B-movies or both, and you're in the LA area, you should definitely come down and hang out with us.
Yeah, it's at the Iron Triangle Brewing Company. So there's beer, right? and it's on Saturday, October 20th at 9 p.m. And I guess it's a 21 and up event. I think that makes sense. It's a brewery.
Yeah. So.
But even if it wasn't, it would be an 18 plus event anyway. So it's.
Yep.
So yeah, if you come on down and say hi to us and watch an awesome show. So very excited about that. And then on October 27th, for all my Orlando people, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be going to Spooky Empire, the huge horror convention that's going on out there. I am going to be debuting our new short film that we debuted at Midsummer Screening this past summer, I Hate Halloween.
Sorry.
How dare you?
I know. So sorry.
Anyways, yeah, it's the East Coast Orlando premiere of I Hate Halloween. I'll be showing that. And then we're going to be actually showing an extended clip of Foolish Mortals and doing some Q&A about Foolish Mortals and I Hate Halloween. So that's the Creepy Kingdom hookup there. And then I will be selling copies of Foolish Mortals at Emma Mosier's booth. She's one of the artists that worked on Foolish Mortals. And that's where you'll find me, or at least Foolish Mortals, the DVD. I don't say I won't be there the whole time, but I'll be there at some point. I'm going to designate a time and put that out there on social media. People want to come by and say hi and all that stuff. So yeah, that's some bi-coastal stuff right there.
That's right. The 20th, we got an event in LA. The 27th, we got Spooky Empire in Orlando. And then the weekend after that, right?
Yeah, it's like every week.
Yep.
We're coming at you.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up. The weekend after that, Sunday, November 4th, if you are in the SoCal area and are a Disney fan, which we kind of hope you are if you're listening to the show, there is an event at Disneyland that day. Well, an unofficial event at Disneyland that day that we'll be attending.
Right. It's the Haunted Mansion Fashion. This event is not our event. It's put on by some friends of ours.
Yeah. One Big Disney Family Entertainment. They host numerous different unofficial events throughout the year. And this one is their Haunted Mansion Fashion event. It's actually the fourth Haunted Mansion Fashion Day that they have done.
Wow. Yes. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's a lot of fun. So I can't promise that I'll be there, but Roxy, you told me you're going to be there.
I'll be there. you can go on to on like the Creepy Kingdom account, and you can find the flyer, and then it has the Facebook page for the One Big Disney Family Entertainment page, and all of the details are there. We put up the flyer so you can see the meetup times and stuff like that.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, we'll have it on our website, but also the Creepy Kingdom Facebook page will have all the event there, so you can, you know, RSVP if you're interested to remind you, or click you're going because you're going. And we'll have all that stuff up there waiting for you.
So. Yep.
That should be fun. Be a good old time. And the next two things we're going to talk about are our own events. And did we talk about this at all before?
I thought we did. You know what? I don't even remember.
I don't know. We just constantly talk about this stuff amongst ourselves.
And so we can never remember what we recorded. And I don't know if you guys have caught on to the fact that it is haunt season. And sometimes I don't even know which way is up at this point. So we have two official events coming up that are our own, and they're going to be amazing. And we hope that you guys can be there.
All right. First of all, on December the 8th, we are hosting the second annual Creepy Kingdom Holiday Soiree.
That's right.
And now we don't have all the information about it. That's in the works.
But we will soon.
We will soon. And what I can say about it is that this is going to be an evening event. And unlike last year's event, which was a meetup at Trader Sam's in Disneyland, this event is going to take place off of Disney property. At a very spooky place.
Yes, and we are very excited, and we will announce all of the details very, very, very soon.
So, yeah, just mark your calendar on that. But even if we did announce this next thing, we haven't officially announced it because we hadn't worked out all the...
All the kinks
about it. I don't know if we've worked them all out anyway, but we worked out a really important kink, which is what it is called.
Yeah, that took us a while, you guys. So we are super excited. We are doing Creepy Christmas at Disneyland. And it is basically our own unofficial day at Disneyland.
That's right. And that's going to take place the next day, December 9th. And, you know, we're very excited to explore this. This is a uncharted territory for various reasons. Creepy Kingdom has never had an unofficial day at the parks, so we're throwing our hat in that ring. And also, it's a very unique chance to show your creepy Christmas spirit.
Yep, and we encourage everyone to, you know, come dressed in your creepy Christmas best. obviously, no costumes, follow all the park rules, that kind of thing. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, there's not a lot of things that mix those two, especially not a lot of events that mix those two once the Halloween season is over and whatnot. So we want to keep the feeling going all the way into the holidays. We'll do a castle photo. We'll meet up at holiday layover spots. We'll do a haunted mansion takeover, all of the things that you come to expect from unofficial days. But it will be with us and creepy Christmas themed.
That's right. And I'm sure we'll have some prizes, huh?
Oh, I can think of a few.
Yeah, we'll have some prizes. So, yeah, we're very excited about this. I'm very excited to hang out with Creepy Kingdom citizens.
And hey, if you have a better name for our listeners / fans / citizens than we can come up with, you should come meet up with us on this day and tell us.
Yeah, tell us. our pals, Josh and Angie from Network 1901, they refer to our listeners as networkers. Which I thought was pretty bold.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys are networkers. Sounds like they're, you know, corporate America.
Right? It's cute, though.
It is cute. I love it. So, yeah, I don't know. Kingdomers. Not enough.
No.
I think the thing about that name is one of those things where, like we can't make it up. It has to just happen.
Right.
Like, as much as we want to make it happen, it happens organically.
So. Yeah, so we're going to need you guys to help us organically make this happen.
Make it organically happen now.
I think that's our events for the rest of the year, right? That we have for right now.
That's for now. Some other meetups might pop up. But, I feel like more things are going to fill up. But as of right now, that's what we can announce. That's I definitely wanted to put, you know, get the December 8th and 9th as, like, save the dates, at least. Like, get those out there. We haven't worked out all the details yet, but they'll be worked out soon.
Yep. And, of course, all of the information for all of the stuff that we're talking about will be on the website, the Facebook page, you know. We'll post about it on Instagram, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think our social media followers are aware if they that we're pretty active on there. we let everybody know what's going on.
Always.
Cool. So yeah, that's it for the rest of the year, and that's Back to the Future noises.
Sorry. My bad.
anyways, our last news flash item we want to talk about here is something that's near and dear to our hearts. It's Creepy Kingdom, obviously. This whole thing's near and dear to our hearts. No, it is. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm gonna say group. It's a division of Creepy Kingdom, that our frontline people that are out there spreading the good word about what we're putting out there. I got to come up with a better catchphrase than that.
You really, really do. Basically, we want you for the Creepy Kingdom Army.
Oh, my God. There we go. Wow. Just in one. Wow. Yeah. I wonder if any other army has used that.
I don't know, before. But I think it sounds good and we should roll with it.
Yeah. Roll with it. So, yeah, we have started this thing called the Creepy Kingdom Army, which is our, you know, online promotion team, basically. And if you follow us on social media, you might have saw that we put out an open call for it a few months ago. And we're having a lot of fun there. And it's been great. But, you know, we need to recruit more people. We need the army to be bigger and stronger and keep going.
Yes. Yes, we do. And it's a good way to like get to know other like really diehard Creepy Kingdom fans. Because obviously our like good best fans are the ones that are getting involved in this and whatnot. But also we give away really cool prizes for completing like the different missions and stuff. So it's almost like a game.
Yeah. You know, that's, we try to make it fun and something worth doing. And in fact, we have, one of our big drawings coming up soon. So I'm really excited to see how that all plays out. And it's not too late to get into that. But, you know, basically, I think that's all we can really say without releasing classified information.
Probably.
Yeah. But we would love your assistance in helping us get the word out. I mean, that's really what the bottom line is of why we're doing all this stuff. So if you're interested, email at creepykingdom@gmail.com and say I'm interested in the CK Army, and then basically from there you'll be sent an application, and it's a really taxing application. It's not.
It's really not. But yeah, and we'll just fill out the application and we'll add you and get going. And you know, like I said, we have some really cool prizes. It's a lot of fun. It's just really simple little missions to like complete online. But yeah, the prizes are definitely good and worth it. We can tell them what our first one is, right?
Yeah.
We announced it
in the group.
Last time. Okay. Yeah. So our first prize that we're doing, and we're going to be doing the drawing, pretty soon, but you, like James said, you still have time. It's the, Dooney and Burke Nightmare Before Christmas tote bag from Disney Parks. So it's a really nice bag. It retailed at like $260. It was only out for a short amount of time. And we have one, and that is the first prize that we're giving away to the Army.
Well, not to everybody. Well, it makes it sound like we're giving out everybody $260. No, one.
You get a bag. That's the grand. You get a bag.
That's the grand prize. And we figured, you know, that's, you know, if you're a lady, you would want that. And if you're a dude that doesn't wear purses like me, I'm sure there's a lady in your life that would want it.
Yep. And Christmas is coming up, and it would make an awesome Christmas gift if you personally don't want it and you were to win it. But yeah, it's a cool bag. And that's.
Whoa, we lost you there, Roxy. She was so excited about the bag. All right.
I am.
That she pulled out her microphone. All right.
My bad. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you. Yeah, you can continue what you're saying.
Okay. No, that was it.
Much to do about nothing. All right. So, all righty. So, yeah, send us an email, and you know, let's go to war together.
Yeah, creepykingdom@gmail.com.
All righty. Well, I think that's going to conclude this news flash.
I think so.
So I wonder what's our news flash sign off going to be.
Why are you going to put me on the spot like that? Hey.
I was like, good luck and good night. You know, like one of those like news.
I don't know. I don't really watch the news. I don't know any of their like.
That's a good idea. Well, they don't do that anymore.
Signing off because they used to, right?
They used to, yeah. I was just saying that's not on the
super
news.
Vintage.
Yeah, that's not on the news now.
They don't have really should. It was nice.
It was nice. Very comforting.
Yeah. He's James H. Carter II, and I'm Roxy Tart, and that is our news flash.
Ba-bam.